It's Monday, December 22nd. I'm Adrian Scabland. This is KNAU's Local News Now. Arizona lawmakers met last week to consider whether to recognize obesity as a chronic disease and to examine the cost savings of covering preventative care. KJZZ's Cameron Sanchez has more.
A bipartisan panel of lawmakers and health professionals voted Wednesday to create an advisory committee tasked with providing a report on obesity to the public, as well as the full Arizona legislature. State Senator David Gowan, who chaired the panel, says there's potential for preventative treatments that could save Arizona health systems in the long run.
With our departments and everybody speaking at the podium and from up this way, that causes a lot of hospital visits, right? and has a lot of money that's attached to it that maybe we can prevent and such.
The panel has considered recommending the legislature expand Arizona's Medicaid program to cover the cost of weight loss drugs, but punted that decision to the new advisory committee.
That was Cameron Sanchez reporting. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee has proposed a measure that critics say could allow for the Trump administration to sell off national park lands. The amendment to a U.S. Interior Department spending bill would delete language that states the federal government must protect and maintain national parks as federal lands. Lee introduced it last week. The National Parks Conservation Alliance calls the measure shocking and is urging senators to vote against it. Last summer, Lee also sought to sell off some western public lands as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill. He withdrew it after a fierce backlash from across the political spectrum. Arizona voters may get a chance to reconsider whether recreational marijuana should be legal. Political consultant Sean Noble says he's gathering signatures to put the question on the 2026 ballot. Noble says he believes Arizona dispensaries have overstepped the mandate voters gave them when recreational pot was approved 5 years ago.
They said, look, we're not going to be, you know, marketing to children. We're not going to be making this easy. We're not going to be making THC levels, you know, super extreme. But all those things have happened.
Noble will have to raise close to 300,000 signatures by July 2nd to get the question on the ballot. Critics say recriminalizing cannabis is a bad idea, and the measure seeks to mislead voters. Since 2020, more than 100 state-licensed dispensaries have opened across Arizona. Veteran Flagstaff outdoor photographer John Burcham is recovering from a recent rock climbing accident. According to Sedona Fire, nearly 2 weeks ago, he and two others were pioneering a new climbing route in the Long Canyon Dead Man's Pass area when Burcham was struck by a rock fall and fell 40 feet. He suffered numerous injuries and was taken to the hospital after a 4.5-hour technical rescue operation that involved helicopter crews from the Department of Public Safety, Guardian Air, and the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. According to social media posts, Burcham was transferred from the intensive care unit to a rehabilitation hospital and is improving. Maricopa County officials want to end federal oversight of the sheriff's office. The Arizona Republic reports it was designed to prevent racial profiling and discrimination. County officials say the sheriff's office has complied with all necessary reforms. The county filed a motion in federal court last week to end the program. Federal monitors were brought in to oversee the sheriff's office more than a decade ago to settle a class action civil rights discrimination lawsuit. It stemmed from then-Sheriff Joe Arpaio's program of racially profiling during traffic stops and immigration enforcement that violated federal law and the Constitution. Saguaro National Park plans to purchase more than 400 acres from southern Arizona's Pima County for nearly $3 million. The Arizona Daily Star reports the Pima County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the land sale last week for property that mostly already borders the park or is surrounded by federal land. Officials say growing the park is an important way to help preserve species like desert tortoise and saguaro, which are threatened by a changing climate. Since the early 1990s, the park's two districts have slowly grown by more than 2,300 acres. Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin is eyeing data center construction as one form of economic development for eastern portions of the tribal nation. Nigrin says he met with the Navajo Tribal Utility Authority and an investment company, Lion Point Capital, last week to discuss improving energy infrastructure in and around the San Juan chapter in New Mexico, as well as a phased building plan for a data center. There's been a rapid development of data center projects in rural areas across the country and the Southwest to support developments in AI and cloud computing. Nigrin says the proposal would provide good-paying jobs and presents a, quote, generational opportunity to support the local economy.
Christmas week greetings for Arizona Public Radio and Flagstaff. I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne. Probably cloudy, mild out there. Today, for our first full day of winter, mountain high temperatures still running around 20 degrees above average for this time of year, low 60s today. Navajo and Apache counties, high temperatures will be checking in the low mid-60s, Prescott region near 70, the Verde Valley in the low 70s. Mild Tuesday, then it is rain Tuesday night into the Christmas holiday. Snowfall will be confined to the high mountains.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.